Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. Carson is on vacation, enjoying that time with the fam. So you have me and Dan today, and we want to give a little life update. You know, we like to share, well, pretty much
everything. Sometimes stuff we don't even want to share.
And Dan has been dating a gal now for a while. How long have you guys been together?
Yeah, her name's Kaylee. We started dating, we started seeing each other last November. Okay. So my math is mathing like 9 months.
Wow.
Something like that.
Well, she's lovely. I've had the opportunity to meet her and her mom a couple of times.
She came down to the ice cream social last weekend.
Absolutely love her. And so she's a Swiftie.
Yes, she's never been on the air with us before. She was a little, she's very private, so she's nervous about this part.
Well, I'm grateful that she said okay.
Well, I secretly recorded her.
Oh.
I didn't tell her till after.
Surreptitious. Yeah. So, set this up for me, what you guys were doing.
My girlfriend is a diehard Taylor Swift fan,
right.
Like the top 1% global Spotify listeners, fanatic.
And so now
over
that
the
means
top,
you kind of are too.
Which means this is now my life. I hear we play her 14 times during the morning show. I go home, I listen to her. I can't escape Taylor Swift.
Aww.
So she finished the last leg of her European tour,
right.
Of the Eras tour.
Right.
And all the Swifties thought that she was going to announce
Reputation.
Rep TV.
Yes, we totally knew.
So
we thought that was
the
coming.
The last show in London, my girlfriend is watching a live stream of another woman watching a live stream on my couch. Waiting for Rep TV to be announced.
Okay.
And I just want to let you into the mind of a Taylor Swift fan and what's it like to date one.
Okay, give it to me.
Getaway car.
Jack Antonoff just came on stage.
Oh my God, it's coming. I can feel it.
What's coming?
This is Getaway Car.
What does that have to do with Rep TV?
Because it's a song from Rep, and it's like one of their most famous songs that they wrote together on Rep.
So you think it's coming because they're doing Getaway Car?
It's just coming, yeah.
How are you feeling right now?
I just feel really overwhelmed. Oh my God. Oh my God. I don't know. I don't know what to say. Just announce it. I feel it in my bones.
What if she doesn't announce Rep TV tonight?
Then I'm gonna probably cry myself to sleep, honey. I don't know what else you want me to say. Good job. Don't you dare leave the stage, Jack. Don't you dare leave the stage. He's leaving. He's leaving. She's about to do her dad.
And just like that, we have another 3 months of waiting for Rep TV. So that was her watching the show and being excited.
Okay, first of all, were you guys in the bathroom or do you need a rug in your house? Because good God almighty.
It's a lot of echo in there. Yeah, I don't have any decor or a rug.
All right, well, that's a story for another day.
There.
Okay.
And now this is the aftermath of her disappointment right after Rep TV was not released.
Okay.
I wish Rep was here. I was having heart palpitations at one point. I didn't think I was going to be alive. Why are you laughing at me?
It's just an album of songs you've already heard.
Okay, first of all, watch your mouth.
Second of all,
you knew this when you started dating me. You knew I would be like this. I told you. I've been waiting for this day for a long time. And just that getting no Rep, it's really heartbreaking because Rep is my favorite album.
Okay, but on the scale of, like, actual heartbreaking things, where does it fall?
I mean, like, I've got my heart broken, but something's not as bad as this. I've been clowning for months. I'm exhausted.
Why is clowning a term?
I've been clowning for months now.
Okay,
Take
wait.
Time has been on fire.
Okay, yes.
I know that you talked about this yesterday, and I feel like I know what the word clowning means, but apparently it means something different from the Swifties. Can you please
indoctrinate you, Kennedy?
Thank you.
Clowning is when you follow Taylor Swift's Easter eggs for months, and you think you know what she's going to do, and you think she's going to announce something, and then she doesn't, and she makes you all feel like clowns. You're clowning.
All right, go on.
I'm fire. I'm happy this is entertaining to you, because really, this is hurtful to me.
So no Rep TV.
Well, not right now. I'm not sure. Well, who knows? She could be announcing it right now, and I'm just playing my blocks game because I have to calm down from the overwhelmingness of what I just went through. Jack Antonoff was on stage. That was overwhelming. I feel like that alien is popping out of my chest. Well, I actually did feel that way, like, when Florence came out and then when Jack came on. I told you, this is like my NBA finals. This is my NBA team. Like you and the Celtics, this is it. Now we're gonna wait 2 more months for Eris to come back. I'm exhausted.
I've been recording you this whole time.
I'm not speaking again without a lawyer.
Get out of my face, sir! I don't want you to put any of this on the radio. I'm going to have men in, like, white suits coming to put me in a straitjacket after anybody hears this. You better delete it.
That's going on the radio tomorrow.
But he did not.
We love her.
Delete it.
Well, thank you, Kaylee, for giving us permission to use it, because she did.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to think, because I would never, and Dan would never. He's a gentleman.
Yeah, no, I didn't tell her what parts I was going to use, but I told her I was going to play it, and she okayed it.
Well, Dan, from the...
The mind of a Swiftie, you're welcome.
And Kaylee out there, if you're listening, from the text line, from the 802, Kaylee is relatable content.
She's not alone.
I'm the same. We should be friends.
We're going to see the Taylor Swift impersonator at Canopy Lake Friday, if you guys want to all come with us.
Let's go, Dan!
Because that's my life now.
Let's go!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.